There.
The Yami Konigsberg is in the room. Okay. In Parshas Bechukosai, Torah tells us, V'nasati kishmechem b'itam, we get the bracha of rain in the appropriate time. Rashi quotes Chazal, that b'itam is Friday night, best time for rain. The gishme bracha is Friday night, when people are home, not doing anything, and the rain doesn't interfere with their normal course of business. But what happens if it does rain on Friday night and you have to go outside? So are you allowed to use an umbrella? The literature about the use of umbrellas on Shabbos begins basically with the Tshuvas Noda Bihuda, Tinyana Arachayim Simin Lamed, where the Noda Bihuda notes this newfangled invention that he encountered where people were walking outside with parasols, umbrellas on Shabbos. And he responds to that in a lengthy tshuva here, Arachayim Simin Lamed, addressed to a Shoel from London. So the Shoel quotes an anonymous Rav who was matir using umbrellas on Shabbos. We're not talking about Hotzah at the moment, we're just talking about opening up an umbrella and using it then on Shabbos. So this anonymous Rav quoted by the Noda Yehuda was matir on the following two bases. Let's pull it up here on the screen. So he pointed to two Gemaras in Shabbos Perek Tolan, the first on Kuf Lamaches Amud Beis, and the second on Kuf Lamaches Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Kuf Lamaches Amud Beis at the two dots, about 10 lines down. Amr of Sheshes Brei Dirav Idi, Hai Siana Shari. It is permissible to use a Siana. What is a Siana? Rashi says, Kova Shalavat. So you're allowed to wear this kind of a hat of a felt or some material on Shabbos. I va'imer siyana aser, you're not allowed to. Lo kasha had the isbe tafach had the lesbe tafach. The difference is whether it has a tafach. Says Rashi, ha isbe tafach shu mispashe lahalan mirasho tafach aser mishem ola. That if you have this hat that extends more than a tafach out, then that's a problem of ola. If you're going to put the hat on a Shabbos, that's considered an asiyas ola. Then the Gemara says elamiyat. If that's true, Sharbiv Biglima Tefach Hachanami Debechayev. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Are you going to tell me Hiniach Talisa Al Rosho Kederech Shehu Mis Atev? So let's say you put a talis over your head. Verachika Lahalon Me Rosho Tefach. If you're going to tell me that wearing this kind of a hat is a problem on Shabbos, would extend the Tefach. So if you wrap a talis over your head and extend the Tefach, that should also be a problem of a CSOL. The Gemara assumes that's not the case. Alokasha. Did nothing to do with tefach. The difference is, it's a tight or not. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Alatayim alami shemolhu. Nothing to do with oel. Alamishum shelo yagbi enu haruach meirosho. V'asi lasuye arba amos. The concern is that if it's not tightly adhered to the head, then it may fly off, and you may end up picking up your chasing after your flying hat. And be metaltel dalet amos brishus harabim on Shabbos. So says the anonymous posek rav quoted by the Noda Bihuda, by the Shoel to the Noda Bihuda. You see from this Gemara that there's no problem using an umbrella on Shabbos. How do you see that? As Gemara says, this siyana, even though it extends the tefach, ultimately is not a problem mishum oel. It's only a problem if it's not muhudak. So you see from here that if you have an ohel that isn't stationary, an ohel that's not kavua b'makom echad, it just goes from place to place, that's not considered to be an ohel. And it brings a raya from a mishnah olos periches mishnah hay, the elu lo mevi'im v'lo chotzes, and the following things don't contract tuma, don't conduct tuma rather, and don't block tuma. And one of the things is talus haminaf nefes, a waving talus. Why? Because an ohel that's only an ohel that's in transit is not considered to be an ohel. So that's the first raya of the anonymous posek quoted by the Noda Bihuda. You see from this Gemara that if you have a moving OL, that's not considered to be an OL. Raya number two, he quotes a Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamaches Amud Aleph towards the bottom of the Amud. There the Gemara says that by the Ozayan of the Ein Mishpat, about 12 lines to the bottom, Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, Talis Kefula Lo Yasa. You shouldn't make a folded talis. V'im Asa Patra V'laser. If you did it, that's an Iser Dirabanan. Haya Karach Alachuda Mashicha. If there's a string that is attached to this talis kefula, Mutar L'Natosa L'Chachila, then you can pull it open, or you can pull it. You can spread it out on Shabbos. Says Rashi, Talis Kfula Lo Yasa, right before the long lines. Lishtoach Taliso Al Gabi Arba Yasedas. What are we talking about? You shouldn't spread your talis over four pegs. Lishon Tachtaha, to sleep underneath it. Viroshav Miskaplin Lakan Lakan, such that it's going to be flapping or folded in each direction. Lizada Aretz, Avilei. So if you're going to spread your talis over these pegs and it's going to fall on either side, it protects you from the sun, that's considered to be an oel. However, but if you have a string tied to it before Shabbos begins, the nathna al hanes shalakinuf, and you put that over the pole, kishimu chupeles, when it's folded, you have the string to pull it with. You could pull it on Shabbos. That's considered most of all right. If you have the string and you're pulling it open with the string, that's considered that the OL already existed before Shabbos and you're just expanding the OL on Shabbos. So it says the person quoted by the Noda Behuda, that if you have an umbrella, you have a parasol that has some strings or some straps or some belts that are hanging off the top to allow you to open it and close it, so that's no worse than this meshicha in the Gemara of Talis Mechupelas. And he points out, two deus in Tosfos, Dibra Maskel Karach Lachot, does it have to be a tefach? Does it could have to be a tefach, or maybe it doesn't have to be a tefach? And even though Shulchan Aruch Siman Shintes Vav Sif Yud, we only quote the Rama's understanding of this Gemara, that it doesn't. That it needs to be a tefach, or that chud is not going to always work. That's let's see, I think I have it over here. Simin shin tes vav sif yud. Talis kfula shayu alachutin shahaisa tuliya b'emer Shabbos muta lenotosa muta leparka v'cheina paroches. So we don't explain what the gather of the chutin is, but he thinks that over here, if you have these chutim or krasim lulos coming out of the umbrella, that is sufficient, that is considered the mosif ala olarai and not forming an olarai. That's what the Shaul quotes to the Noda Behuda, and the Shaul rejects it, and the Noda Behuda supports the rejection of the Shaul. He says, he's choshesh that using an umbrella on Shabbos is an iser gamur, maybe an iser skila, maybe an iser daraisa. And he's mocha against those who would use an umbrella on Shabbos. And most people, he says, listen to him. What does he do with the rayas brought by the Shoel? So the Shoel said, you see, Rashi understood the Gemara on Daf Kof Lamaches Amud Beis by the Siyana, that the Gemara rejects Oel as being the consideration why you can't wear a Siyana. It's only a Mehudak versus non-Mehudak. We're concerned that it's going to fly away. But nothing to do with Oval. It says in Oda Behuda, not necessarily a raya. In that case, you have no kavana l'shem Oval. You're putting on a hat. So this ain't a miskaven. It's not a psik reshe. You're not gaining anything from the fact that the hat may be functioning as an oval. That wasn't your kavana. But maybe where it is your kavana, there should be an oval, which is the point of an umbrella to protect you as something distinct from your body. So then, if your Rashi could agree that that's an oval. Or maybe the reason it's not an oval according to Rashi is that there's no shipur, there's no slant. If you have a hat, it's all flat on the side. Maybe that's not an oval. But if you have something that's slanted, that's considered to have mechitzos on the side. Even a mechitza of a tefach is a mechitza. So as long as the umbrella is somewhat slanted, in, with at least a tefach slanting down either side, then that should be considered an OL, even according to Rashi. And anyway, not only Rishon agree with Rashi, says the Nod B'Yud, according to Tosfos there and others, even the Maskanas HaGemara, the concern of Siyana is one of OHEL. Furthermore, that which the Shoel quoted is claiming that if you move Mimakom Lamakom, you have a movable OL, that's not considered to be an OL. So he says, Mechitesi, as Rai is, that's not the case. He talks about OL Zaruk in the context of Thomas Mace, and OL Zaruk is definitely moving. So how do you know that if something's moving, that makes it not considered an OL? So that is the rejection of the Nod B'Yehuda. And then the Nod B'Yehuda, at the end of the lengthy Juba, says, even if I grant, I'm not talking about an Isser Deraisa, even if we're only talking about an Isser Derabanan, till now, he's addressing opening up an umbrella. What if it's already open before Shabbos? So what's the concern, whether it's Darais or whether it's Darabanan, what's the concern about opening up an umbrella before Shabbos and using it on Shabbos? So he writes, as far as Maris Ayin is concerned, we should be worried that people may think that you formed the OL on Shabbos. Lo mi bayi v'is an Issur Daraisa, even if it's an Issur Darabanan, we're still concerned about Maris Ayin. Talks about Chadri Chadarim, even if you don't say that Maris Ayin is Asur B'Chadri Chadarim B'Isur D'Rabbanan, but Maris Ayin still should be a concern. And therefore, he says, even if the umbrella was open for Shabbos, you still can't use it on Shabbos. Okay. Chubas Chasim Sofer Arachayim Simen Ayin Beis. Chubas Chasim Sofer Arachayim Simen Ayin Beis. Chasim Sofer refers to this Chubas Nod B'Yehuda. He says, even though using a parasol on Shabbos is lav mishnas chasidim hi, v'shomer nafsho yerchak mimenu. So it's not a good idea. Avam mikam makom lefi ani istaitu eino kamosha chashav agon zetzal. But it's not as bad as the Nod B'Yehuda made it out to be. Chasim Sofer says it's definitely not a malacha daraisa. He says that's true for three reasons. He quotes a Yerushalmi, the end of Paraklal Gadol. Ma binyan haya b'mishkan shahayu nosin krashim agabi adonim. The bone of the Mishkan was they would put the krashim over the adonim. The Gemara says, the Yerushalmi says, of lav l'shaha, it wasn't that temporary. Amar Rav Yosi, mitoch shahayu nosim b'chodim al pi adibor, kimisha yuchodim l'olam. No, it's not temporary. Since they were traveling based on the Tzivi Hashem, it's considered that this was li'olam. So it says the Chasim Sofer, you see from her three things. Number one, that if it was a binyan l'shah, the Yerushalmi establishes that the bone of the Mishkan was considered l'doros, the olam vayim. But if it would have been a binyan l'shah, then that's not an issur d'oraisa. So opening up an umbrella, it's not a binyan l'shah, you're only using it for a short period of time, so that's not considered bone or a CSOL d'oraisa. Number two, there's no model for this b'mikdash of having a OL that moves from place to place. That which you know to be who they rejected. Nobody says, no, hechetesi, that you can't have an OL that moves from place to place. Chasim Sofer says, there's no model for that in the Mishkan. The Nod B'Yehuda spoke about OL Zarek. OL Zarek is a Tumah Halacha, it's not a Shabbos Halacha. But there's no model in Mishkan of a OL that moves. So who's to say this is an OL Minotaur also? And number three, he says an OL Minotaur is only if the Mechitzas come down to the ground. The Nod B'Yehuda assumed that even if it's only a Mechitzas Tefach, that could be an OL. So the Chasim Sofer says that's true if it's a Mechitzas Tefach and it goes to the ground, if it goes all the way down. If it starts to Tefach above the ground, then it goes down to the ground of the tefach on the side. And that's the shiur tefach discussed in the Gemara. But if you have an oel up here, even if there's a tefach on the side, that's not a malacha bona deraisa. That's not a CSOL deraisa if it doesn't go all the way down to the side. And then the Chasam Sofer says, once we establish that there's no iser deraisa, so then maybe there isn't even an iser derabana, because in the case of talis kfula, in the case of talis kfula, where you have these chutin that extend out, then that's mutter even lechachila. And he acknowledges the second argument of the shoel according to another Yehuda, that maybe that is true here, that if you have these straps coming out of the Gemara, maybe that is like the chutin of the talis kfula, and maybe it's actually even mutter midrabanan, or at least you could have a nachri do it if there's a tzarech. The ein laharish olam mishvil zeh. You shouldn't go crazy. You shouldn't make the world crazy in your objection to using umbrellas on Shabbos. The Chasam Sofer says he's not a fan, but he doesn't think that it's worth going to war over. I stumbled across an interesting post by Rabbi Eli Fisher on this blog called HaMapa that uses certain research techniques in evaluating trends in tshuva literature, in tshuva literature of Achronim. So he has a piece about this tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, just putting it in a historical perspective that even though the Noda Behuda passed away in the 1790s, this volume of the tshuva of Noda Behuda was only published posthumously in 1811. And the Chasam Sofer wrote this tshuva in 1813. And in 1812, there was a letter by Nachum Mendel of Ribbonov, in which he strongly criticizes the practices of those westernizing Hungarians that would wear non-Jewish styles of clothing, wear shirts that buttoned left over right, and would wear and would carry umbrellas on Shabbos. So apparently, in that context of the anti-umbrella wars further east, the Chasam Sofer was responding to this recently published Shuva of the Noda Behuda. The Chasam Sofer notwithstanding, the Noda Behuda's position seems to have carried the day. That's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Be'er Halacha Simen Shin Tesvav on Siv Ches, that he quotes the Noda Behuda, and that's what he says is the correct approach to follow, even though some argue that one should be exceedingly careful not to use an umbrella on Shabbos, even if it was opened before Shabbos. Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, Perek Kaf Dalid Sif Tesvav, Perek Kaf Dalid Sif Tesvav in the new edition, the final edition, Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa, third edition. So Shmir Shabbos is a lashon of Gedr Gadru Gedolei Adoros, that the Gedolei Adoros made this gather, even if you could argue that technically speaking, maybe it's mutter along the lines of Chasam Sofer, but Geder Gadru Gedolei Adoros, not to use umbrellas on Shabbos. Chazanish Simen Nun Beis Osvav rejects the Noda Behuda in principle in terms of his technical arguments about a CSOL. He says, for example, you know, we have a din in Shin Tesvav Sifei of a traskel, of a Kisai Asi Leprakin, that's something made out of take apart parts that you can deconstruct and construct. So if you have a kisei shel traskin, or traskel, so then that's mutter to open it on Shabbos. So the Chasam Ish thinks it's analogous to that. But the Chasam Ish raises another issue. Maybe it's still tikkun mana, and maybe it's lived in the chol. That's a weekday activity. That's not a Shabbos stick, for lack of a better term. Avshamilsa issue of Uvdin Dechol. So in the recent Or Yisrael that just came out, Pesach time, there's an article, a very brief article printed here by Rabbi Moshe Chazan. I have no idea who he is, but I'm in good company, because in the tshuva written against this by Rabbi Gedalia Axelrod of the Beis Din in Haifa, he also says he has no idea who he is. But apparently, he created this Shabbos umbrella called Magen HaShabbat. And that is a picture of the Shabbos umbrella that he thinks solves all the Noda Behuda's problems, and you can use this Shabbos umbrella on Shabbos. What's the patent? So the way this is constructed, you have two pieces. You have the classic umbrella part, and then you have a non-collapsible, more than tefach al tefach, part of the umbrella on top of the umbrella. So that he argues that it's really considered that the umbrella is a continuation of the original tefach. So what you have a original ol that is always there, that is not collapsible, an ol kavua of tefach al tefach, and the rest of the umbrella is tosefes ol. So that's the din, that if you have an ol kavua, then you could add on to an Shabbos, that's not a problem of ol, even ol arayin. Shabbos shin tesvav se'if beis.
Does it add to it or it goes above it?
So first I'm telling you the way he says it. In the picture it looks like it's above it, but he presents it as it's all one thing, and therefore he thinks even according to the Noda Bihuda that should be mutter, because it's always open. And he says it's better than the chut, because there's the tefach, and Evan agrees that should work. And anyway, according to some of the Achronim, there's no problem of an umbrella mikra din as it is. And we're not worried you're going to open on a Shabbos because you can't close that original part. And we're not worried about Maris Ayin. Why? Because it says in big letters on the top, Magen HaShabbat. So how can you say Maris Ayin? It says Shabbos umbrellas. No one's going to think that you opened it b'isser. It says Shabbos. And he says there's no uvdin d'chol either because it's made for Shabbos. Like if you have a Shabbos bicycle, so you write big letters Shabbos on the bicycle. So that's not uvdin d'chol because it says Shabbos on it. That's what he writes. So then they printed, in the Or Yisrael, they printed a response by Ramosha Braunsdorfer, the son of Meir Braunsdorfer, who I guess took over his father's position on his Baz Din. He says, nothing to it. Now, first of all, and Rabbi Axel writes this in his tshuva that he found on the internet also. First of all, umbrella should be, the Noda Bihuda doesn't raise this point exactly, but even if you have a tefach extended, so it should be like, it's worse than a hat. Mela, it's not so clear why you wear a hat nowadays. The reason we wear a hat is because the brim is considered to be part of the beged. But here it's not part of the beged. It's intended to be an ol. So Rabbi Achsavad writes, as Yehuda just pointed out, or sorry, Judah pointed out, one of you, sorry, that it's that is really it's really two separate parts. That you have this box on the top, and then you have a umbrella underneath. So just because one's on top of the other doesn't mean it's an extension of one ol, that you're most of all ol. They're two distinct pieces. So he says it doesn't help. And Rabbi Braunsdorfer says, we would have assumed, that the fact that you write a big letter is Shabbos umbrella, and it doesn't mean that it's not a problem of Uftan Dechol, and it's not a problem of Maris Ayin. And he thinks it's Mikshal Rabim, because we have a Mesorah that we don't use umbrellas based on this Noda Bihuda, even if you create a halachic argument that could support it. He says, Lemaisa, he thinks that even if you have this part that never collapses, but you're really making a new owl when you open it up. He says you haven't gained anything. Lo yatsani miday iser hosafa ala owl. So in this little piece by this Rabbi Chazan, he writes in the footnote that he had a skama from Ibn Avansal. So I don't know what the story with that is. Haven't seen anything directly. But that's, and I don't know who this Rabbi Chazan is. I looked around. I haven't seen this marketed anywhere. So I'm not quite convinced, as it looks like others are, what Mahoyel de Takanosa. So whatever arguments some of the later Achadim had against another Yehuda, but Lamaisa, that psak has been Mikubal and Klal Yisrael, it looks like, for a couple hundred years, and it doesn't seem like this Magen HaShabbat is convincing enough to change that Nisara.